Well, let's turn in God's Word now to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 23. 1 Corinthians 3, and beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. So let's give our attention to Him that we might respond with faith and obedience. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you and envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So that neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Are ye God's husbandry? Or ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. For if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Those are God's words. So here, the Apostle Paul rebukes the church in Corinth for the fleshliness. There's very little spirituality and piety in the church in Corinth. And there are great divisions among them. They are much like, verse 1, babes in Christ, and that he's speaking of all these things being carnal through verse 4. But then he begins instructing them how to solve the sin problem that is so prevalent among them. First, verse 5, that their ministers are just ministers and no more. They're servants. They are not Jesus Christ. They are not the Lord. It is only the Lord who brings blessing, who brings increase, etc. And then through verse 15, the subject of all must be Jesus Christ, the foundation upon which everything else is built in the church, His bride. It's built upon Jesus Christ. He's the foundation. And then verses 16 and 17, the purity required of the Lord in our bodies. As well, through verse 21, humility and modesty, and applied to our ministers, that we should not glory in men, but rather in Christ. Here we've heard that repeated phrase now, for after that, it's the foolishness of the world, the wisdom of the world that is foolishness before God. We ought to remember that as we continue this evening, as we'll hear more about that wisdom of the world in Judges and how foolish it really is. Let's pray now and ask the Lord for His help and blessing upon us, the church. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful that You're a God who doesn't merely speak nice things to us, but challenges us, rebukes us, corrects us, and trains us in righteousness, even as we heard in 2 Timothy 3 this morning. And we're thankful for Your all-sufficient Word. We're thankful that You're the God who is above all the intelligence and wisdom of this world. You are infinitely wiser, which makes the wisdom of this world foolishness and utter folly. And so we trust in You. Our Father, we consider the world's wisdom, which says that the world was not created, but happened out of chance, which doesn't exist. And was brought about out of nothing. And Father, we're thankful that You have taught us Your ways that might seem very foolish to this world, and yet is true wisdom, that You created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them in 6 days out of nothing by Your Word, and all of them, everything that was created was very good. And we give You praise for this. That You're the God who is our Creator and who has sustained this creation despite the sin that has entered into it, the wickedness, even our own sin, of which we give You praise, that the very foundation that we've learned in the church is Christ, that we are built upon Him, upon that great rock. And Father, we're thankful for the atonement of Christ. We're thankful for His death. We're thankful for His resurrection, by which we have our justification secured, in which we can earnestly serve You with hearts that have been regenerated, made alive, and changed. We're thankful again for Your grace and mercy to us in the gospel. And Father, we ask that You would, even this evening, encourage us towards Christ to continue to go and fall down before and flee to our great foundation, Jesus Christ, that we would be built upon Him alone and not any shifting sand in which we would fall and be destroyed. We pray that not only for ourselves, but for the church at large, that Your glory would be praised forever and ever. Father, we give You praise that You're the God who answers prayer. As we praised You this morning for bringing Chuck and Jeannie back to us, we're thankful that Oscar and Elias are better, feeling better, and them and Michelle are here with us today. We're thankful for this. We're thankful that You're the God who answers prayer. We're thankful even this morning we prayed for Oliver and He healed him. I'm thankful that he's feeling better already and here with us this evening. I do pray for, knowing that You're the God who answers prayer, we pray for Dina that You would heal her back. Pray for others who are not with us and heal them. But Father, above all things, we pray for our souls, that you would turn our hearts to you. And any here who don't know you, who are far from you and in their sins, dead in their trespasses and sins, that you would make them alive in Christ today. That this would be the day of salvation to them and for them. That you would add to your kingdom citizens who love you, even of our children, even of those perhaps in the womb, that your name would be praised all the more. Our Father, we're thankful that today you have given us elders, deacons. You've given us the place that we're able to worship in. We give you thanks that there's heat, because we know we would be cold without it. We're thankful for these blessings that with the elders and deacons we must have, need. The heat we don't have to have, and yet you've blessed us with it nonetheless. We give you praise for this. And the building that we don't have to have, and yet we do have. We're thankful for it. And Father, we're thankful for the children, and many children, the covenant children that you've given to us. And we remember back many years ago when we had no children, no little children. And how you have now sought to bless us with little blessings, which often perhaps bring frustration to parents, and yet great blessing to the church and blessing to the parents themselves, for they're great. Even you say, children are a blessing from the Lord, and they truly are. And pray that you would turn their hearts to you and turn our hearts to you and not to ourselves in our parenting and in our ministry and service to them. Our Father, we do pray for our presbytery. We ask for your help, that you would be with those pastors who have been struggling in body, mind. Pray for Pastor Rice and Pastor Dross, that you would heal them and strengthen them, that they would be able to minister to you again. Father, we ask that you would provide ministers in San Antonio and Houston and Colorado Springs. And Father, we ask that you would be praised, that your gospel, that to have your gospel go forth faithfully. And so we pray for all of our press, we pray for all of our the denomination, the Church of Jesus Christ throughout the world, that we all would proclaim and have proclaimed the gospel faithfully to us, and that the gospel, the word, in season and out of season, would be proclaimed faithfully in the churches for the sake of your bride. We pray that you would raise up new elders, new deacons, even from this, for this congregation, that the next generation would be supplied and led with under shepherds and servants. We pray also that you provide for us financially. We have struggled with that. We ask that you would help us to be generous givers, knowing that, as we heard this morning, this is the most important thing that we do in worshiping you, together with raising children and worshiping and coming together as families, as one bride of Christ, the great family of God, to worship you. Of which that the only thing that we will be doing in glory is worshiping you. And so, Father, help us to be generous givers, that we'd be able to keep the Sabbath day holy, that we would be able to continue worshiping as a congregation, and so provide for us, provide to such an extent that we'd be able to serve others and help other churches and missionaries and support men training to be pastors. And that you'd even raise up from amongst this congregation future missionaries and pastors as well. Of course, we pray that you'd raise up godly men and women, future husbands, future wives, and even for those who are needing to be married soon, that you'd provide their spouses soon, that they would not burn with passion, And Father, we pray in all these things, as we know you will do, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you praise that all of our prayers are perfected by your Son, Jesus Christ, and that you answer him, yes and amen. And so we pray in his name. Amen.